No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I am Jill. Today is the fourth day of October. It's so good to be here with you. It's an honor and a joy. What a privilege it is to be on this journey in the Word of God together. And what a privilege it is to read the Word of God to each and every one of you. I do not take this for granted, and I do not take this lightly. And I also admit that I did not get it at first. And I have grown in understanding what this means to read the Word of God, to even put words to it after the reading is, that's hard. I want to get it right, and I fear not getting it right. And I super admit that I get it wrong, and I'm going to get it wrong. But I also super admit that I am striving every day to know and understand and hold the weight of the words that I read and apply them to my own life. And I pray that we would all do this as we hear the Word of God read. Today we continue in the Gospels by reading Matthew chapter 3, Mark chapter 1, and Luke chapter 3. Today is the last day in God's Word translation. Let's jump in Matthew chapter 3. Later, John the Baptizer appeared in the desert of Judea. His message was, "Turn to God and change the way you think and act, because the kingdom of heaven is near." Isaiah the prophet spoke about this man when he said, "A voice cries out in the desert, 'Prepare the way for the Lord, make his paths straight.'" John wore clothes made from camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His diet consisted of locusts and wild honey. Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole Jordan Valley went to him. As they confessed their sins, he baptized them in the Jordan River. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming to be baptized, he said to them, "You poisonous snakes, who showed you how to flee from God's coming anger? Do these things that prove you have turned to God and have changed the way you think and act. Don't think you can say, 'Abraham is our ancestor.' I can guarantee that God can raise up descendants for Abraham from these stones. The axe is now ready to cut the roots of the trees. Any tree that doesn't produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into a fire. I baptize you with water so that you will change the way you think and act. But the one who comes after me is more powerful than I. I am not worthy to remove his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing shovel is in his hand, and he will clean up his threshing floor. He will gather his wheat into a barn, but he will burn the husks in a fire that can never be put out." Then Jesus appeared. He came from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. But John tried to stop him and said, "I need to be baptized by you. Why are you coming to me?" Jesus answered him, "This is the way it has to be now. This is the proper way to do everything that God requires of us." Then John gave in to him. After Jesus was baptized, he immediately came up from the water. Suddenly, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God coming down as a dove to him. Then a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love, my Son with whom I am pleased." Mark chapter 1. This is the beginning of the good news about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The prophet Isaiah wrote, "I am sending my messenger ahead of you to prepare the way for you. A voice cries out in the desert, 'Prepare the way for the Lord, make his paths straight.'" John the Baptizer was in the desert telling people about a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. all Judea and to all the people of Jerusalem went to him. As they confessed their sins, he baptized them in the Jordan River. John was dressed in clothes made from camel's hair. He wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. He announced, "The one who comes after me is more powerful than I. I am not worthy to bend down and untie his sandal straps. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan River. As Jesus came out of the water, he saw heaven split open and the Spirit coming down to him as a dove. A voice from heaven said, "You are my Son, whom I love. I am pleased with you." At once the Spirit brought him into the desert, where he was tempted by Satan for 40 days. He was there with the wild animals, and the angels took care of him. After John had been put in prison, Jesus went to Galilee and told people the good news of God. He said, "The time has come, and God's kingdom is near. Change the way you think and act, and believe the good news." As he was going along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew. They were throwing a net into the sea because they were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come, follow me. I will teach you how to catch people instead of fish." They immediately left their nets and followed him. As Jesus went on a little farther, he saw James and John, the sons of Zebedee. They were in a boat preparing their nets to go fishing. He immediately called them, and they left their father Zebedee and the hired men in the boat and followed Jesus. Then they went to Capernaum. On the next day of rest, a holy day, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teachings. Unlike their experts in Moses' teachings, he taught them with authority. At that time, there was a man in the synagogue who was controlled by an evil spirit. He shouted, "What do you want with us, Jesus from Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus ordered the spirit, "Keep quiet and come out of him." The evil spirit threw the man into convulsions and came out of him with a loud shriek. Everyone was stunned. They said to each other, "What is this? This is a new teaching that has authority behind it. He gives orders to evil spirits and they obey him." The news about him spread quickly throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. After they left the synagogue, they went directly to the house of Simon and Andrew. James and John went with them. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever. The first thing they did was to tell Jesus about her. Jesus went to her, took her hand, and helped her get up. The fever went away, and she prepared a meal for them. In the evening, when the sun had set, people brought to him everyone who was sick and those possessed by demons. The whole city had gathered at his door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases and forced many demons out of people. However, he would not allow the demons to speak. After all, they knew who he was. In the morning, long before sunrise, Jesus went to a place where he could be alone to pray. Simon and his friends searched for him. When they found him, they told him, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus said to them, "Let's go somewhere else, to the small towns that are nearby. I have to spread the good news in them also. This is why I have come." So he went to spread the good news in the synagogues all over Galilee, and he forced demons out of people. Then a man with a serious skin disease came to him. The man fell to his knees and begged Jesus, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus felt sorry for him, reached out, touched him, and said, "I'm willing, so be clean." Immediately, his skin disease went away, and he was clean. Jesus sent him away at once and warned him, "Don't tell anyone about this. Instead, show yourself to the priest, then offer the sacrifices which Moses commanded as proof to people that you are clean." When the man left, he began to talk freely. He spread his story so widely that Jesus could no longer enter any city openly. Instead, he stayed in places where he could be alone, but people still kept coming to him from everywhere. Luke chapter 3. It was the 15th year in the reign of the emperor Tiberius. Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea. Herod ruled Galilee, and his brother Philip ruled Iturea and Trachonitis. Lysanias was the ruler of Abilene. It was at the time when Annas and Caiaphas were chief priests that God spoke to John, son of Zechariah, in the desert. John traveled throughout the region around the Jordan River. He told people about a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As the prophet Isaiah wrote in his book, "A voice cries out in the desert, 'Prepare the way for the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley will be filled, every mountain and hill will be leveled. The crooked ways will be made straight, the rough roads will be made smooth. All people will see the salvation that God gives.'" Crowds of people were coming to be baptized by John. He would say to them, "You poisonous snakes, who showed you how to flee from God's coming anger? Do those things that prove that you have turned to God and have changed the way you think and act. Don't say, 'Abraham is our ancestor.' I guarantee that God can raise up descendants for Abraham from these stones. The axe is now ready to cut the roots of the trees. Any tree that doesn't produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into a fire." The crowds asked him, "What should we do?" He answered them, "Whoever has two shirts should share with a person who doesn't have any. Whoever has food should share it too." Some tax collectors came to be baptized. They asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He told them, "Don't collect more money than you are ordered to collect." Some soldiers asked him, "And what should we do?" He told them, "Be satisfied with your pay and never use threats or blackmail to get money from anyone." People's hopes were rising as they all wondered whether John was the Messiah. John replied to all of them, "I baptize you with water, but the one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie his sandal straps. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing shovel is in his hand to clean up his threshing floor. He will gather the wheat into his barn, but he will burn the husks in a fire that can never be put out." With many other encouraging words, he told the good news to the people. John spoke out against the ruler Herod because Herod had married his own sister-in-law, Herodias. He also spoke out against Herod for all the evil things he had done. So Herod added one more evil to all the others. He locked John in prison. When all the people were baptized, Jesus too was baptized. While he was praying, heaven opened, and the Holy Spirit came down to him in the form of a dove. A voice from heaven said, "You are my son whom I love. I am pleased with you." Jesus was about 30 years old when he began his ministry. Jesus, so people thought, was the son of Joseph, son of Eli, son of Matthat, son of Levi, son of Melchi, son of Janai, son of Joseph, son of Mattathias, son of Amos, son of Nahum, son of Esli, son of Negai, son of Maat, son of Mattathias, son of Simeon, son of Josech, son of Joda, son of Jonan, son of Risa, son of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, son of Neri, son of Melchi, son of Adai, son of Kosam, son of Elmadam, son of son of Joshua, son of Eleazar, son of Joram, son of Matthat, son of Levi, son of Simeon, son of Judah, son of Joseph, son of Jonam, son of Eliakim, son of Milia, son of Mena, son of Mattatha, son of Nathan, son of David, son of Jesse, son of Obed, son of Boaz, son of Salmon, son of Nashon, son of Aminadab, son of Admin, son of Arni, son of Hezron, son of Perez, son of Judah, son of Jacob, son of Isaac, son of Abraham, son of Terah, son of Nahor, son of Serug, son of Reu, son of Peleg, son of Eber, son of Shelah, son of Canaan, son of Arphaxad, son of Shem, son of Noah, son of Lamech, son of Methuselah, son of Enoch, son of Jared, son of Mahalalel, son of Canaan, son of Enos, son of Seth, son of Adam, son of God. Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this week, and we thank you for this time that we've had together in your word. I pray that you would seal it in our hearts. Thank you for how you have spoken to us. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear so that we could be doers of your word, not just hearers, not just check it off, but doers of your word. I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Greetings, my DAV family. This is Doing Vision Growth out of New York. And chill. I know I am not the only one who says September. When you say September, it is so catchy. And in spite of what is going on, it just brings a smile to my face. And I know so many others. And I know that to be true because now more and more calls are coming in just saying, keep up the September. And I know like that week or so that you stopped, we were all like, come on, say it. And then you didn't say it. And then you went back to saying it. And I know we were all like, yay, it's back. And then I heard today on the 30th, someone playing it on the piano. Like, we were already anticipating it. We already love it. But now you have people just paying homage to it with the piano. And it was beautiful. So thank you. Thank you for allowing us to smile in Christ. Like knowing that throughout the entire world, this 1 second of, you know, of hearing that brings a smile to so many people's faces in this world that we live in. Let's not forget to smile. Let's not forget to be silly. Now, it may not be recorded, but I'm sure Jesus had a few silly moments. And let's not forget to laugh. There's healing in laughter. Anyway, I love you guys. And I'm going to hate to see it leave, kind of, because I love the Septembers. All right, love you guys. Bye.
Hey, my outstanding Dab C fam. This is KSD. Lady Jill, I want to make a couple of observations. First of all, you and young Zeke were absolute champions in the reading, both at the kids and at Dab C with the names. Oh my goodness. You guys wrestled with those names and handled them like a champ. I said, go on, Zeke. And I was like, you better go head on, Lady Jill. Y'all was working those names out, and I loved it. I thought that was so cool. On the same day, which is today is what, the 29th? The same day, you both were working through some serious names. I thought that was so cool. This observation is for Grandma Grace. Grandma Grace, I'm so hard sorry that I somehow missed your initial call about not having a place to stay. And so, thinking about you, I couldn't help but tie this scripture that Lady Jill read today. It talked about when the walls were going to be rebuilt, they gathered the singers and they gathered the harpists and those to celebrate and to give thanks. The walls had not been completely built, but I find it very interesting, like you, Grandma Grace, you understand praise in the midst of the circumstances. And so I want to celebrate you for being able to celebrate God while you are waiting for God to rebuild your situation. God bless you, Grandma Grace. I'm praying for you. You be encouraged.
I'm praying from the Voice of the Martyrs calendar. In United Arab Emirates, we pray for Christian workers as they reach out to Emiratus with the gospel. In Iraq, we pray for Christian satellite TV, radio, and internet ministries working to reach Iraqis with the gospel. In Bangladesh, we pray for Abdul, a former imam who was beaten by his nephew because of his faith in Christ. In Kyrgyzstan, we pray that Christians who are beaten and injured will have access to adequate medical care. In Laos, we pray for outreach efforts among Buddhist monks who persecute Christians alongside the communist government. In Tajikistan, we pray for the courage, protection, and perseverance of those working to translate the Bible into their local language. In Comoros, we use Matthew 9:38 to pray that God will send more workers to the challenging harvest field of the Comoros Islands. We pray all this in Jesus' name for your glory, Lord.